The February train derailment in East Palestine and other rail accidents have raised questions about the safety of the nation's railroads. Congress is considering two pieces of legislation that would address the use of safety devices called wayside defect detectors. IdeaStream Public Media's Abigail Botar has more.
Clyde Whitaker is a fourth-generation railroader and has worked in the industry for more than 20 years. He almost got crushed to death during his third week on the job, and that shapes his passion for rail safety.
I almost got pinched in a close clearance because a conductor was using me as a brakeman because we were short-staffed at the time. So he kind of put me in a bad situation.
Now he works as the Ohio State Legislative Board Director for the Sheet, Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation, or SMART Union Transportation Division. SMART and other unions have been calling for increased safety precautions for the rail industry that they say would have prevented the derailment in East Palestine. Whitaker remembers talking about the need for more safety measures last December.
And I'm like, it's just a matter of time before we blow a city off the map. And, you know, 7 weeks later, here we are.
The February 3rd Norfolk Southern derailment upended life in the small town of East Palestine. Although the crash and controlled release of chemicals the train was carrying caused no reported injuries or deaths, residents have been complaining of health issues related to the derailment for months. In discussing the National Transportation Safety Board's preliminary report on the derailment, Chair Jennifer Homendy said the derailment was preventable.
We've never seen an accident that isn't preventable. And I actually think that I don't like the word accident. I hate to use it. Nothing is an accident.
The report largely centered on the role of hot bearing detectors in the derailment. Whitaker explains that these detectors are a way for workers to be notified of defects on the train.
There's a wayside box that communicates to and from the train or to and from a special location designated by the railroads.
Whitaker says different detectors can notify crews of hot wheels, hot bearings, and more. In East Palestine, the crew was alerted of a hot axle when the detector registered it at 253 degrees Fahrenheit. Norfolk Southern's criteria for bearings states temperatures greater than 200 degrees are critical. But in the case of the train in East Palestine, by the time the crew was notified of the overheated bearing, it was too late to stop a derailment. Whitaker blames the derailment on the fact that the federal government does not regulate defect detectors at all.
Basically, anything with a defect detector is strictly voluntary by the railroad. If I owned a railroad, I don't have to have them.
But Nick Little has a different perspective on the lack of regulation. He's the director of railway education at Michigan State University.
From the time that the hot bearing detectors were introduced, there's been a significant, and I do mean very significant, reduction in the number of derailments that have been caused by failed bearings.
He hypothesizes that's why the federal government has never regulated defect detectors.
What we've got now has produced such excellent results that they didn't feel it was necessary to force the railroads to do anything further.
But regulation may be coming soon. A bipartisan group from Ohio's congressional delegation have introduced two bills that would increase rail safety and regulate defect detectors. The bills would establish requirements for how many defect detectors railroads should have and at what temperature crews should be notified of overheating. And the Federal Railroad Administration has promised additional rules to bolster safety. Even without the federal government stepping in, Little expects the rail industry to increase safety themselves.
Each accident has been a learning point. So we've actually learned and we've modified the designs, we've modified the procedures, we've modified the rules accordingly.
Last month, Norfolk Southern announced a 6-point safety plan that would add 200 more defect detectors to the railroad. But Whitaker remains skeptical.
This 6-point plan is all smoke and mirrors. As soon as the cameras are turned off, probably ain't going to happen.
Until the federal government steps in to regulate defect detectors, it'll continue to be up to the railroads to decide where to deploy them. In Ohio, I'm Abigail Botar.